Yes, morning show at East Coast FM. Declan Meehan here with you. And we're joined on the programme now by Pete Weatherburn, a.k.a. Pete the Vet, from Bray Vet on the Old Connor Road in Bray. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And we're back to this, and we've covered this in conversation quite a lot, but it's happening at the moment in the UK, and that is they're going to ban the XL bullies, and that's coming into effect in the UK, so we'll be looking at that closely, I suppose, from Ireland. What's the rationale in the UK?
Well, the rationale is that basically when an analysis was done of the number of attacks and the number of injuries and fatalities, what they found was that the XL bully breed now represents less than 1% of the dogs in the UK, but it was behind 44% of the attacks in 2023 and 75% of the human deaths in the last 3 years. And there's also multiple reports of these large, muscular, powerful dogs attacking and killing other dogs. And so there was all of that, and then they did some YouGov polling, and this showed that a ban on the breed was supported by 57% of the public, with only 17% against. So that was the kind of rationale for it, and it's actually coming into play on the 1st of February, which is tomorrow. That means that if you own one of these dogs, and you haven't had it put on a special register, you haven't taken the step to get a certificate of exemption, then you, from tomorrow, are committing a criminal offence and you're liable to an unlimited fine or even being jailed. And that's even if you have an XL bully that you keep locked up in your house all the time, never in a public area, you're still committing a criminal offence. So it's a very serious impact. Like, there's tens of thousands of dogs of this type in the UK. So it's going to cause, really, I think, a great deal of trouble because the police will be knocking on people's door saying, I suspect you've got an XL bully. Then they'll be seizing that dog and taking it away to have it euthanized. So you can imagine how upset some people are going to get over this.
Yeah, I mean, with the children being attacked and other dogs being attacked, I mean, you'd sort of feel that something has to be done, but is it just an easy answer? Oh, ban all them.
I think you're right. That's the problem. And it's very interesting that there's a group called the Dog Control Coalition, which is made up of the RSPCA and many of the other major charities, and also the Kennel Club and the British Veterinary Association, who are all against the ban. And what they'd say is that when a breed is banned, those who want a powerful, muscular dog will just move sideways to find another type of powerful, muscular dog which's not yet been banned. So today they banned the XL bully, but in 5 years you might see an XL Wattie or an XL Newfie or goodness only knows what, and we'll be back to square one with another big, powerful, muscular dog. So a better approach, they say, would be to have effective legislation and full enforcement to tackle dog-related issues at an earlier stage, regardless of the breed or type of dog, and based on their behaviour rather than just on their breed. It's rare for a dog to cause a serious attack as the first incident. Often there's previous, less serious incidents, and that's where action should be taken. That's what they would say, rather than just... Because the thing is, of course, there are many XL bullies that are causing problems, but there's also many XL bullies that are just family pets and don't cause problems. And, you know, so this means that the people who own those dogs are going to be devastated by this.
Yeah, I mean, a breed in itself, is it dangerous? I mean, if you see one of these, is it going to be, oh, there's one that's going to attack somebody now in the next few minutes? Or is it, are there sort of docile XL bullies?
Well, you see, the bully, the American bully is a version of the American bulldog, and there's four variations. There's the pocket, the standard, the classic, and the XL, and it's all about the size. So the XL bully means that it's taller than 50 centimetres at the withers, at the, you know, behind the neck. And to give a comparison, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, which looks very similar, is normally about 40 centimetres at the shoulders, so it's 10 centimetres bigger, which is a lot when it's a muscular dog. So, I mean, it's true that the breed was originally designed as a fighting type, dog. And so it does seem often if they have a particularly strong kind of predator attack type instinct. And I know locally in the North Wicklow area, there's been some incidents very much highlighted on social media in recent days where this type of dog has caused serious issues with other dogs. But it's not inevitable. And often this type of aggression is linked to poor socialization and poor training of the dog in earlier life. So it's arguable that if you simply were able in some way to license these dogs in a different way and to insist that their owners did proper training, socialization, and they knew how to understand dog body language, that that would be a more constructive way of dealing with it rather than just saying they all have to go.
Yeah. Are you waiting around for that? And, you know, I mean, if you've got kids around one of these dogs, I mean, you know, because of instances in the past, you could be fearful.
You have to properly understand dog behavior, and you have to properly understand the potential for these dogs to cause problems, and you have to recognize how to live with them safely. The Irish government, I think, is adding this breed to the list of restricted breeds that includes other breeds like Rottweilers, German Shepherds, Dobermans, and a few others. And these restricted breeds, they're meant to be muzzled in public and kept on a short leash and, you know, kept under that tighter level of control. We all know that the law on restricted breeds is not enforced in this country. So the government's approach to this country is, let's add that breed to the list of restricted breeds and let's start to enforce the law properly. And that they believe that's a better way to deal with it than banning the breed outright. And I think I'd agree with them.
So, to finish, Pete, what sort of dog breeds do we keep an eye on here?
Well, I think any dog that is, I suppose, big enough and strong enough to overcome a human being needs to be really carefully controlled. Now, you might say, well, look, Newfoundlands and St. Bernards, they're always big softies. There's not an issue there. So I do think you need to understand, to some extent, the personality of each dog. And unfortunately, dogs like XL Bullies have been bred rather randomly, with more of a focus on high prices being got for the breeder and more focus on the dog as a status symbol for some people who perhaps feel that they want to have this type of animal to walk around with. So the focus has been wrong, rather than being focused on the actual, you know, having a good-natured, easy-to-manage dog. So it's really a deep-seated issue, and mostly around that particular breed, but not because of the breed itself necessarily, but because of the way the dog has been bred and the way that people have brought these dogs into their lives without fully understanding dog behavior.
All right, Pete Weatherburn, our vet, Pete the Vet from Bray Vet in Old Connor. Thanks very much indeed, Pete. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Declan.
Thank you. And that law comes into the UK tomorrow, affecting XL Bullies.